Yeah, so he asked one question that it seems in Parshas Bo, Shmos Yud, Pasuk Chafei. So it says, Vayomer Moshe, that's after Choshech, right? After Choshech, yeah. So he says, the paro, gamatoti ten biadenus vachum va'olos, va'osinu lad Hashem alakenu. So this seems, on the surface, like an absurd request. I mean, first they're only asking for themselves to go out, which was reasonable. But now he's saying no. Now when he gives him, when he tells him he can go, he says, no, you have to give zvachim v'olos too. What kind of a request is that? I mean, where did that come into the picture all of a sudden? And then he says, v'gamek neinu yelechi manu, lo si sho'er parsa, ki mimenu nikach lavodas Hashem, elekeinu. V'anachnu lo neidam anavodas Hashem, ad boinu shama. So this also sounds kind of absurd. That God is going to demand of them all of their cattle. I mean, that's what kind of a carbon is that? Where do you find such a thing? So you would think that Paro sounds more rational. That take a certain amount, a certain allotment that you feel is within reason, and be makriv. But lo si shor parsa, not one hoof will be left. I mean, it sounds like the more Paro gets in, the tougher Moshe's getting. He's just biting him. Okay. That was really our question. So we went here with the Rav's thesis. And the Rav's thesis was that it wasn't that the Bnei Yisrael wanted to escape. But on the contrary, they had a double mission. One mission was to build up Klal Yisrael in the belief in God. And the other mission was to build up Paro's belief in God. Because if Paro would have acquiesced, so then the whole Mitzrayim and the Bnei Yisrael could have been the Kabbalah Torah. You see, there was an heir of Rav that went with him. So, if we take a look carefully, we see there's a progression in Paro's responses to Moshe Rabbeinu. And with that, I think we can explain this dilemma. Okay? In the first encounter between Moshe and Paro, so that was the encounter where he went with the Zikne Yisrael. But the Zikne Yisrael, they petered out. So when Paro saw that, so he got stronger and he refused. But it's interesting because the Ramban says that Paro was a big chacham and Moshe Rabbeinu was having philosophical discussions with him about God. So if we take a look, we see there's a progression. Because first he said, Lo yadati es Hashem. V'gam es Yisrael lo ashalayach. That was the most distant response. Okay, Lo yadati es Hashem. V'gam es Yisrael lo ashalayach. I have no idea of this God that you're talking about. In other words, whether he held that there is a God, ultimately, but he has no shaychus to man, so that's lo yadati es Hashem, or he didn't really have a full understanding of Yichud Hashem. Either way, but whatever it was mistavamor that he didn't know God in terms of serving him, that he served the sub-deities. So that was the first response. But let's take a look at the next response. So he does have a close, and the second time after the Tzvardeya, he has a closer relationship to God. Of course, he says, Hatiru Hashem. So he recognizes that Moshe can be mispal to God. And then Moshe Rabbeinu even says to him, tell me when. And he says, okay, tomorrow. In other words, he made an experiment to see if Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah really is working, because he picked the time, or if he was just like a some type of a sorcerer that he could tell the time, but it was all set. So you see that he's moving closer towards God. He's questioning, he's testing, he's moving closer towards God. That's after Tzvardeya, okay? Then there is like a somewhat of an element here by the Kenan. So it says they could, so the Chatumim couldn't do it, so they said Etzba Lekenu. So they recognized that there is something from God. It wasn't anymore Lo Yadati Es Hashem. It was, they were moving in a direction towards a recognition of God. Okay? Yeah, after Barad, he comes to a greater recognition. Because there he says, Hashem HaTzadik. And he even says, Chotasi HaPom. Because Hashem is the Tzadik, and Vani V'Ami HaRashayim. So he came to a higher recognition in terms of that God is a reality, and that he's the tzaddik, and he's the source of justice, and that he, on the contrary, is a source of evil. So it's like a comparative type of recognition. Hashem HaTzadik, Vani V'Ami HaRashayim. And then again, Atiru El Hashem. And, okay.
Rashi says they were zochah to kfura because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the Az Yashir, Tivla Emo Aretz.
Yeah.
Is he says, Mikan she zochah kfura, v'schash amur Hashem HaTzadik.
Wow.
Is that Rashi?
Yeah.
Is that
Rashi? It's an Az Yashir. Has Vav Yud Beis. Latisha Yivin Chatiba Emoritz.
Okay.
So it's like a real question.
Yeah, that's good. And then, I think there's one more, right? One second. That was the... Yeah, it was one way. After the Arba, after the Arba, he said, "Chatasi l'Hashem elokeichem v'lochem."
What's the source?
That's Shmos Yud Pasuk Tezayin. So there it's an interesting thing, because that was a new idea. That he recognized the Tzelem Elokim. Because he said, Chatasi l'Hashem Elokeichem v'lochem. That really, the recognition, your recognition is based on the recognition of God. So once I recognize God, I have to recognize the Tzelem Elokim. So I sinned against you as well. So you see that he was accruing more Yisode Hados. And, yeah. Then...
It says Sona Hatasi.
Which one is that?
It's just the next pasuk.
Rabbi?
One second.
Pasuk Yid Zayin.
Oh, yeah. Then the Ata, I'm sorry. V'ata Sona Hatasi Achapam V'atiru L'Hashem L'Kechem. So he said, Sona Hatasi, that was Tshuva. So look at the Yisodos he has here. He has Avas Hashem, Chatasi L'Hashem, rather, which is Yiras Hashem, the Lochem, and he recognizes it's Amalekim that deserves respect because it stems from God. And Vata Sono Chatos Yachapam is Tshuva. It's Tshuva. So you see, he's moving closer every time to the true recognition of God. Okay. Then, okay. So now, the question that we asked, the question we raised was that what kind of a request was it on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu to ask him for Karbanos? I mean, that wasn't in the picture. So now I think we can understand. If it was a program which was supposed to move Paro towards Hashem and the Bnei Yisrael, so once he came to the recognition of Yedias Hashem, Tzelem Elokim, Tshuva, so then Moshe Rabbeinu said, now I can't just go myself, ourselves. Because once you reach this recognition, we have an obligation to be melamed you. Moshe Rabbeinu was really his melamed. So he says, now that you reach this level, I'm afraid you're going to have to give zvachim va'olos because you're on that madrega. And not only that, but there's a concept of kvod shamayim. And in kvod shamayim, it is not kvod shamayim to say that you know what God wants. Even if it's the wildest thing, but we don't know what God wants. So therefore, for him to take a certain amount of animals out and say, we know for sure that God is not going to ask for all of them, that is derech gaiva, and it's derech chutzpah, and it's not true, because you're implying that there are times when you can't know the Ratzon Hashem. And the truth of the matter is you can't. So he brought power, he says, now that you came to that level, I can't let you get away with just letting us go, because my mission is really to be your melamed and to be makar of you like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I must demand that according to your level you have to do what's right, and you can't refrain from bringing zvachim va'olos, one, and two, you can't do anything that in that action indicates that you know the Ratzon Hashem. So even this, so we have to take everything, because we don't know. I have to tell you, but is it probable that God will do it? You can't ask that question. That's not kvod shamayim. We don't know. So that's why that answers, that explains the heavy demand of Moshe Rabbeinu on Paro at that time. Okay?
Are those independent points, Rabbi?
Which independent points?
The one is Paro has to give his own stuff because he's on the level now.
Yes.
And the other is Klaisha has to bring everything because they can't presume what...
That he has to recognize it.
That Paro has to recognize that?
Yes. He has to let him take everything. He has to let him take everything. So with that, we wanted to answer the question that Paro was on a progressive course. Okay, and as he made progress, the demands naturally became greater. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't not do my responsibility, which is to bring you to a higher level. Okay, so that explains the question. Yeah, so I think that it's not a kasha that he didn't have any bechira, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not treating him like he didn't have any bechira. He did have bechira in the sense that he could understand, And that moment he was on a higher level when he said that Chatasi Lad Hashem Elokeichem V'lochem and Vatasana Chatasi Achapam. I mean, there was a moment where the true ideas did work on the soul. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to answer according to what his Das said. Was he able to carry it out afterwards? That he wasn't. Because that's where he lost his Bechira. Because as a matter of fact, that's what it says. It says, Vayechazik Hashem Aslef Parvel Ol HaShalcha. So in sending them away, he lost his Bechira. But in his capacity for Das, he did have Bechira. And he did come to a Das. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to act with him, give him answers in line with his Das.
Right.
Yeah. It's even better to take away his Bechira is like a more powerful thing. He's not just ma'akev his brain from working. He gave him the knowledge, he let him get the knowledge, and still he couldn't act, which
that's
he
right.
knew is...
That's right. In other words, he didn't stop his brain from working.
Right. That's not stopping Bechira, that's a different thing.
That's not Bechira. So he really understood. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to treat him like a Tzelem Elokim, he understands. There was another character like that. Bilam also. Bilam understood, but then he was going to curse the people. So that's why he needed that Marei HaNevuah with the Osam. So you see that he could be a Dei Hadas Elyon, he could be a Navi, but he slips back. That's what the Ram says about him. He slips back and forth. But when he's under the influence of his mind, he's good. Okay, it's somewhat similar to this.
He did, in fact, according to Rashi.
Yeah.
And, he did, in fact, try to give them the later on after Makis Bechoros. In Paragin base, Pasig Laman base?
Yes.
Rashi learns, Gam Soshan, Gam Bekarchem Khu.
Oh.
Kasher di Bartem Valechu?
Yes.
Kasher Gamosi? So Rashi says, Mahu Kasher di Bartem, Gam Ata Titin Biadin is Vachum Olos.
Say that again? Yeah, what Pasig? What Pasig?
It's Paragin base, Pasig Laman base. The Paro goes.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
Ban doesn't like that either. He tries to learn this a different way. The symbol of Pshat, it's like open.
This is
all.
Well,
the source. Yud be is Lama be is Rashi. Rashi called the Chazal.
That's Kvichacha, that's the Laka of
Tara. Meaning of a Rachtam Gamosi means he gave also?
Well, Rashi says Kasher di. He's Pasuk says Gam Tzochem Gam Bekarchem Kru Kasher di Bartam. So what does it mean Kasher di Bartam?
Right.
Rashi says Ma'u Kasher di Bartam Gam Ata Titein Bedin is Vachem Volos.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's
correct.
He really
tried to.
Yes, so he really gave Vachem Volos.
That's Ramban tries to. He's got to work his way out of that. Ramban's work his way out.
Okay, Ramban doesn't like it, but Rashi still says.
Why the Bekarchem?
Right.
So in the end, he did give Zvachim Volos.
Right.
In the end,
according to that Chazal, it sounds.
Yeah, according to that Chazal, right.
It was
a total akara.
Right.
The only thing was that he changed his mind later because he lost his Bechira later.
But at this point, it sounds according to Rashi, he really did.
At this point, he did.
And it doesn't say anywhere to take it back. This is like the end.
That's right. If he would have stayed with this, he would have been right in Mekabel Torah.
Oh, but it sounds like he did give.
Zvachim Volos.
Right. I mean,
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So
then he chased after them again.
Then he chased after them.
But was he a monotheist? What
was that?
Was he ever a monotheist?
Yeah, at this point he was a real monotheist.
Then he saw Baal Tzefon though.
Right. Right. Yeah, he got drawn back. He got drawn back.
Right. Baal Tzefon.
He got drawn back. Yeah. He got drawn back. Yeah.
He got tricked. He got tricked.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give me a second. When the Rambam says he lost his Bechira, that what does it mean actually? It means that the level that he reached intellectually should have secured his bechira. The level that he reached, he should have acted in a certain way. But that, and ordinarily, an ordinary person would have. If he made such strides, he should act accordingly. But the taking away...
Why do you have to make such strides to know that he should have let him go? Did the Mitzrayim do that? They should let him go.
No, but he said he was different than them. They were just concerned about the damage. He was on a level where he was talking metaphysically with Moshe. And he had Hakaras Hashem. They didn't say... They weren't involved in that dialogue. So the thing is that what it means that he lost his Bechira means that he was never prevented from having his emotions drawn back to where he was. He made a stride, and he was able to make the stride, but the stride did not protect him from the emotion pulling and tugging on him and bringing him back again. So that's why if he would have stopped here, he would have been good, because he had the full hakara. But the only thing was that the emotion, the nagging emotion, dragged him back to his previous way of thinking. So that's why he couldn't maintain it.
Isn't that bechira?
That's true.
Isn't that just a person having bechira?
Well, it's but it's a little different than just magically taking away his bechira.
Right.
What we're saying is that he had Bechira to advance intellectually and to see things correctly, but that Bechira didn't carry with it the protection, the ability to stay put on that level. That's right. So he was still subject to the same emotions that he was subject to before. And when those emotions arose in him, he couldn't counter them with the logic.
You see, it wasn't magic, because like he reported about Bach's phone,
yeah.
He needed some sort of impetus to go back to it.
That's
like
right.
He saw them confused,
that's
but
right,
then he went
right.
back.
That's right. I think that's a more...
it's
in other words,
it's
what happened...
magical, that's the impression.
It's not a magical... Chazak Hashem HaSlev Parvalah Olo Shalchom.
Right.
It means that the emotion was drawing on him, and he was unable to withstand it.
His knowledge didn't affect his emotions.
That's right. That's where he didn't have bechira. He couldn't have his mind over his emotions.
It's much nicer according to your pshat also this point, because the fact that you make that chiluk about in terms of understanding God and
right.
this, the particular area.
Right.
And if God didn't harden his heart.
So then his mind would have been able to overpower the emotion.
That's not just Bechira?
That is Bechira.
But when the emotions overpower the mind, you don't say that's just failing in the Bechira?
No, it depends. If a person has advanced to a certain level...
You should have been outside of the realm of
right,
Shafar's
right.
mind.
Yeah, you don't keep on fighting with the Bechira in the same level. You move up higher, and things that needed Bechira before don't need it now.
And he had a certain level of knowledge where this shouldn't have even been within the realm of Bechira.
Right, exactly.
That's right. I mean, his knowledge had progressed. Right,
His knowledge had progressed. He became a different person already. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Mann says that why does it say by Moshe Ben Vayetzim Mi Empire Bachriyof? What is that? What is he angry at? He's just an object, and he has no bechira, and what's there to get angry? But the way we're explaining it, that there was a relationship of a Rebbe and a Talmud, and he was frustrated already because he brought him so far, and he still couldn't hold on. So it was a personal frustration, which indicates there was a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. That's a very good right. Excellent.